Get the money. Are you getting all the money that is being made every single freaking day and going out in the world and the celebrities and influencers are cashing in? Are you getting that money? If not, this is what we need to do right now. If you don't know me, this is your boy Wick. Why do I make these videos? Because I care about you and I want to see you win. Here's the deal. I want you to get the money. Get the money. It's being made every day, right? It's going out there. It's circulating. So the question is, you know, it's going to influencers. It's going to celebrities. How can you get that piece of the pie? And why are you not doing it? Why? You know why? Because you're not probably doing this. And that's what we're going to talk about today. One, how do we get the money? I got notes here. My notes say... Step one to get the money is you need to have a point of view and be passionate about it. So for example, let's just talk about facial and skincare. If you are passionate about skincare, about getting a facial, about reducing acne, rosacea, hyperpigmentation, you know, saggy jowls, whatever is your passion. If you are passionate about it, talk about it. Go, hey, and talk about it because that's what you're passionate about, right? I mean, I'm passionate about helping you. So I'm talking about this stuff and hopefully you can hear it in my voice. I'm not trying to be overdramatic. This is how I freaking, maybe I'm Italian. Hey, forget about it. Hey. What do I make you an offer? You can't refuse. That's what I got. Call me the Wick Father. Ooh, the Godfather of beauty. Maybe someday, right? So you have to have a point of view and be passionate about it. And that's why I'm always talking about doing videos, is it's much easier to convey your passion about something. Someone can see you, hear you, and we talk about it and see your facial expressions and all that other good stuff, right? Two, right? As you talk about your passion, I don't want you to say, hey, you, this is bad. Hey, this is bad. Hey, this is bad. Or hey, this is good. And hey, this is good. It's not just about talking about a topic. The secret, and listen carefully. This is one of the, it's not even a fucking secret. There are no secrets in this world, right? I don't know. The secret to Illuminati might be a secret, right? But there is no secrets in business. But one of the tips I recommend is instead of you telling people what's good and what's bad, is you have them question themselves. What do you mean by that? What do you mean you get them to question themselves? Here, I got a light dot right here on my phone. Maybe I am Indian, yo. Hold on. I can't do it, whatever. You get them to question themselves. How? So for example, who has a good marketplace, a leader in the marketplace? Say cleanser. When I think of cleansers at CVS or Target or Amazon, I think of like a CeraVe, right? Let's just say CeraVe. CeraVe is a common cleanser that people buy. Yes, cool. So go, hey, a way I would get someone to question themselves is go, hey, are you using CeraVe? And more importantly, is CeraVe ruining your skin? They're like, what? Wait a minute. I'm using CeraVe, and they got their CeraVe thing, right? Whatever. No, I'm using this, right? And go. Well, hey, you know what? In the CeraVe commercials, they promise you the world. They talk about how it's going to change your skin, and they show all these beautiful people. But are you using CeraVe, and you're still struggling with acne? You see how you're calling out a specific? They go, yeah, I'm using CeraVe. Yeah. I still have acne. Huh. Go, maybe that is the reason why. Because even though CeraVe is very popular, one, it's made by the pharmaceutical companies, the big giants. You know the companies that are always having the recalls and, you know, this is going on and they put products in there cause cancer that we hear about later in the news. So even though CeraVe is one company, not saying it's going to do all that. However, it is made by the large drug manufacturers. Do you think they have your best interest at heart? You see how I'm planting that seed of doubt? And so it's going to do two things. One, it's going to get them to kind of think, it's like, huh, I'm using CeraVe. And you know what? You're right. It hasn't been helping me. Oh. So you get people to question their own beliefs, their own actions, and go, you know what? A lot of people have switched from CeraVe to Wicked Skincare. Where are my bottles? Freaking don't have my bottles. Anyway, Wicked Skincare. And they were able to see these results because this product is much more superior because of the low molecular weight, blah, blah, you know, whatever it may be, right? So you get people to question their own beliefs and take action differently. So next time you're in, you know, you're about to pump that CeraVe, ask yourself, has it been helping you? How long have you been struggling with acne? So until you change some of your actions, your products, or just, you know, work with a qualified esthetician like you know, you can't, it's hard to see and expect different results. Does that make sense? Right? Blah, blah, blah. So again, you know, play the game. I want you to play the money game. Play to win. Money is coming. Money is everywhere. You know, it's kind of like, I always tell people, it's like cellular signals, right? The waves are out there. You're just capturing it. And in order to do it, you have to get the attention of people. You have, you want to get the attention of people. You want to talk about something you're passionate about and speak of it in a passionate way and get people to question what they're doing right now, especially if they're not getting the results. Because if they're doing something and not getting the results, it's not good for them. It's not good for you. It's not good for the world. And you, because you are an amazing bold beauty boss and a amazing esthetician, you have the knowledge, you have the skill. Now the question is, do you have the passion? If you have the passion, awesome, blossom, convey that passion. Convey that passion and people will follow you. And that's, I think this is one of the coolest tips in business is you don't need a million people following you. You know, you have a good maybe 1,000 tops. If you don't even need that much, a couple hundred, you are solid. All right. So again, get the money. This is how to make the money. Again, quick tips. It's the money's going to be get made. It's going somewhere. Why not to you? And if you get some, pass them on to your boy. Yes. How do you get the money? Have a point of view. Be passionate about it. Don't be afraid to debunk the common myths that are out there. And then more importantly, get people to question themselves so they can make the right decision themselves and follow you and give you some of that money. If you don't know me, it's your boy Wick. Back at you. Be amazing, because being amazing pays oh so well. Peace.